A judge has ordered a group campaigning for Idaho's Propositions 1, 2, and 3 to reveal its donors. But as Adam Cotterell reports, that doesn't mean the list of names will be public anytime soon.
District Judge Michael Wetherill joked at the end of yesterday's hearing that no matter what he decided, one side would immediately run to the state Supreme Court. Even before Wetherill ruled in favor of Idaho Secretary of State Ben Isersa over the group Education Voters of Idaho, both sides confirmed appeals would be made. Isersa says it's essential that voters know who is trying to influence them before the election. He says his goal remains pre-election disclosure.
We will fight very, very hard to achieve that goal. Mr. Troupas is representing his clients, and if there was some sort of way to delay this past the general election, it was probably in the interest of his clients.
Mr. Troupas is Christ Troupas, the lawyer for Education Voters. He says he's not trying to stall the process till after the election. He says it's an important issue that needs a Supreme Court ruling. Isersa has emotional issues like openness in government on his side. Troupas is also calling upon larger themes. Troupas says the case is not about who gave his client $200,000 to try to convince voters to keep the state's students-come-first education laws. He says it's about avoiding a dangerous precedent.
We feel like we are on a watchtower and we have to stem the tide. You heard Attorney General Brian Kane say, well, we may have to file other lawsuits. We want to stop that, or else free speech is at jeopardy in the state of Idaho.
Troupas argues that if the secretary can force his client to reveal its funding source, he can force companies like Boise's Micron Technology to release its financial records because it gives to its own political committee. Isersa calls the comparison hyperbole. He says Education Voters is not a company like Micron. It's a political committee created to raise money to influence this election. I'm Adam Cotterell in Boise, Idaho.